Good morning and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I am Barbara J. Faison, your host and your mindfulness and meditation ambassador, using my voice to heal, educate, and inspire. We are going to get started with our slice of silence meditation and our oracle card reading today. So we're reading from the Answer is Simple oracle card deck by Sonia Choquette. And I just shuffle the cards. And if one falls out, that is the card we need. Otherwise, I just pick one. So we will see what the cards have to say today. And I tell you, the cards are on point. My regular people, good morning, Tyrell. My regular people know the cards are on point. Yesterday, the card was take a breather. And I must raise my hand. I did not take a breather. I was really productive yesterday. But I will take a breather today. I'm going to hang out with some ladies in a coffee and conversations group. So I will do my take a breather today. Clear the fog. Clear the fog. And this is a person sitting on a park bench with the dog, and it looks like their shadow is in the background that's waving at them. And so it is clear the fog. I have had this one. I've had, I think it's 62, how many in this deck? 62 cards. I don't think I've had all 62, but I remember the ones I've had. Okay, so it says, life looks a bit foggy now, and your ego is distorting the truth. It's time to summon the pure heart of your spirit so that you are correctly informed. The first step to clearing away the confusion is to take nothing personally. Stay aware and learn as much as you can. Listen closely, observe the details, and be on guard for a tendency to interpret things from an overly emotional point of view, especially when it comes to the behavior of others. Next, ask your spirit to be clear on what you want from those around you and say so with love. Express your clear heart without being overly emotional or vague. Allow your spirit to speak for you, breathing calmly as you do, and expect the best. The fog will lift and the pollution of the present will clear. I'm going to reread that whole thing. I think we can all probably learn from that. Life looks a bit foggy now, and your ego is distorting the truth. It's time to summon the pure heart of your spirit so that you're correctly informed. The first step to clearing away the confusion is to take nothing personally. Stay aware and learn as much as you can. Listen closely, observe the details, and be on guard for a tendency to interpret things from an overly emotional point of view, especially when it comes to the behavior of others. Next, ask your spirit to be clear on what you want from those around you and say so with love. Express your clear heart without being overly emotional or vague. Allow your spirit to speak for you, breathing calmly as you do and expecting the best. The fog will lift and the pollution of the present will be clear. All right, so clear the fog. Good morning, Latasha. Good morning, Marvin. Great to see you all out here. So clear the fog. We're going to do a 10-minute meditation. And for those who may be listening for the first time, there will be a tone. And I will guide you into the meditation. I will guide you out of the meditation. I do ask that you listen for the directives, because when the tone returns, it'll probably be one, two, or three times, and I will guide you. So keep your eyes closed if your eyes are closed until I ask you to open your eyes, and then I'll guide you out of the meditation. I usually log off of my podcast, and then I come and chat with the people that are live for a few minutes. So that is how this goes. So let's get comfortable wherever you are. If you're seated, please make sure that your feet are flat on the floor, that your back is straight, not rigid, but straight, and that you're comfortable, that your head is upright. We want the energy as you're breathing to flow through your spinal cord, and we shall begin. So let's begin. Let's start by taking three deep breaths together. We'll breathe in through our nose, we'll hold, and we'll exhale with a loud sigh. And that is simply to release any oxygen or any stale air that may be in your lungs if you haven't taken any deep breaths this morning from sleeping. So let's breathe in together and exhale. Ah. Breathe in and exhale. Breathe in one last time and exhale. And just allow your body to settle in, become present with where you are. And let's make sure that you are touching your body somewhere. My hands are on my thighs. You can touch your hand to your heart center, which is in the center of your chest. Perhaps your stomach area, which is right in the middle between your belly button and your chest, which is your solar plexus. Just make sure that you're touching your body somewhere as we begin to breathe in and breathe out at our own pace. Just becoming connected to this very present moment. And just breathe at your own rate, pace, and rhythm. And allow your eyes to close or lower to reduce any external distractions. And just breathe in and breathe out. And breathe in and breathe out. And as you're sitting with your breath, perhaps you may be hearing sounds here or where you are. Just let them be. Be grateful for hearing. Perhaps you're having thoughts. Be grateful for thoughts. And just breathe. Connect with your breath. Go back to your breath. And just allow these words to wash over you, or say them aloud if you choose. I am safe. I am calm. I am clear about my next steps. I love myself. I see the vision for my life clearly. I am connected to all there is. In this moment, all is well. And let's repeat out loud the word love. And we'll do this several times. And as we go into our space of silence, just allow the word love to be silently in your thoughts. Love. 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 And just sit with the silence. And in your mind, repeating the word love. embrace the word love. Rub your hands together and create some warmth. Place your hands over your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale with a loud sigh. Open your eyes. Release your hands. And smile. You just did a slice of silence. We did 10 minutes of meditation, a few minutes of silence. And we are here. It's another day. It's another day. It's another day to be grateful, to be alive, to be on purpose, to be able to do the things that we say we want to do in life. We are grateful. So I thank you, my partners in practice, for sitting with me, for meeting meditation where life is. The purpose of the practice is to allow us to gather our thoughts, our energies, to be clear about what it is we want. And because we sat in a little bit of silence, we're able to be clear and conscious when we communicate today. So when you're out in life today and stuff goes on, put your hand to your heart, take a deep breath, and then do something. And if someone asks you what you're doing, say, "I'm getting clear." You don't have to explain yourself to anyone, but if you do, if you feel the desire, do so. So I thank you for tuning in today for this slice of silence. We will be here tomorrow. If you're with me on a regular basis, you know I don't know what time tomorrow. It'll be sometime, maybe in the morning, maybe in the afternoon. But I hope you stay in your practice even if we're not here in the morning. So I am going to log off of my podcast. Thank you, podcast. My Why Struggle listeners, enjoy your day. And I will see you tomorrow. Hey there, it's Barbara J. Facing, your mindfulness and meditation ambassador. Just wondering, how do you fill your cup? We have pretty busy lives, most of us, and it's important that we have ways that we know will help us be able to be in the world the best people that we can be. One of the things I do is I hang out with some girlfriends. We used to do it monthly, and now it's about quarterly. And it's just so much fun. We sit and we sip coffee and tea and chat and talk about our lives. And it's just a great opportunity to get things off of our chest, to get some feedback, and to just know that there's a safe place that we can go and talk about our lives. And it's called Coffee and Conversation. So I'm about to head out to that later today. And I tell you, it's something I really look forward to doing. So that is one way that I fill my cup. Another, as if you've listened to me, you know, is by just being alone in nature is a great way for me to fill my cup. And so I would love for you to call in to let me know some things that you do to fill your cup. We want to make sure that our cup is full so that we can be the best people that we can be. I hope you will get out in nature today if you can, or at least look outside and just appreciate, take in with all of your senses everything that nature has to offer. Remember, it starts with you. It starts with me. One breath, one thought, one deed. Be well.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.